This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Benito Rendon. Date of birth, April the 13th, 1962. Case ID number is 415-8566. Date of exam, December the 27th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Baptist Hospital in Harlingen, dated 6/10/22. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old divorced male with one son who presented to my office with his son for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, history of cerebral vascular accident, myocardial infarction, and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked as an electrician off and on and got paid with cash. He states that he did this for many years. During that time, he worked 10 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his son in a trailer house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, hypertension, number two, hypercholesterolemia, number three, cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis, number four, myocardial infarction, and number five, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2007, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and a pulsating temporal headache, especially of the left side, along with blurred vision that he had been having for approximately 2 to 3 weeks before being diagnosed with a myocardial infarction. The claimant was started on medication. He has had in-organ damage of myocardial infarction, one in 2007 and one in August of 2022, as well as a cerebral vascular accident in October of 2021. He denies having any problems with his kidneys. His blood pressure at this visit was 181 over 106 mmHg, which is very high. He is presently taking Amiodarone 200 milligrams BID, Metoprolol Tartrate 25 milligrams, 1/2 tablet BID, and Losartan 25 milligrams QD. His condition does not appear to be very stable at this time. Allegation number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2021, when he had his myocardial infarction, he was noted to have a very high lipid level, especially cholesterol level. He had had two end-stage organ involvement. The claimant states he's had two myocardial infarctions and two cerebral vascular accidents. He is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD. He does not recall what his last cholesterol or lipid level was, but states that it was very high. He is presently being treated for his condition, and he appears to be stable. Allegation number three, cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that in June 10, 2022, he presented himself to Valley Baptist Hospitals and was hospitalized for 11 days, secondary to a cerebral vascular accident. The claimant presented with left hemiparesis and severe headaches, decreased balance, decreased vision, slurred speech, and confused mental status with decreased cognitive function and decreased memory. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. The residual symptoms include left hemiparesis, decreased balance, fair vision, and better speech at this time. However, he still suffers from decreased memory, confusion, and mild decreased cognitive function. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb four steps, and walk with a walker. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button his clothes, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room at this time. He has had a right internal carotid artery stenting, and he was diagnosed with a right parietal occipital cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis. He is presently on aspirin 81 milligrams POQD and Plavix 75 milligrams POQD. Allegation number 4, myocardial infarction. The claimant states that in 2007 he had his first myocardial infarction and eventually developed another myocardial infarction on August 2022. He presented himself to Valley Baptist Hospital and was hospitalized for 1 month. He has had two myocardial infarctions and eventually had a coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3. He states the character of the chest pain was a burning sensation located on the left chest area that did not radiate to any other part of his body. The claimant states that he had been having the chest pain for approximately 1 hour before he arrived to the hospital. He states that when he does exert, he has a pulsating pain in his chest, and sometimes it's aggravated by drinking water. The claimant denies taking no nitroglycerins, but does take antacids, which occasionally resolve his chest pain along with rest. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, and dizziness. He denies diaphoresis, nausea, or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, high cholesterol, positive history of smoking, and a positive history of hypertension in the family. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. He does suffer occasionally from shortness of breath and pedal edema and has to sleep with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction times 2 with coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 and a history of stenting of the right internal carotid artery with angioplasty. He was also diagnosed with left ventricular hypertrophy and stable angina. His ejection fraction is 55%, which is good. Allegation number 5, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1980, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. He states he does have in-organ damage of retinopathy, and diabetic polyneuropathy, as well as cardiovascular disease. He denies any nephropathy at this time. His blood glucose levels are checked once per day, and he states they usually come out between 90 milligrams / TL to 150 milligrams / DL. His blood glucose level today was 148 mg/dL, which is fairly well controlled. It could be better. He is presently on insulin, and he does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. The claimant is on Semglee 20 units sub-Q QHS, and he appears to be fairly well controlled with the insulin at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block with a walker, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb four steps, comma, but unable to squat at this time. He is able to bend over. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds with his right hand. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room at this time. He does have two assistive devices, which is a cane and a walker, which he uses most of the time. His physician is Dr. Rafael Lopez. He does take Tylenol 500 milligrams PRN for pain, which does give him relief. The only physical activity he's doing right now is bicycling and walking with his walker. Family history: the father died at the age of 62 from diabetes mellitus and dialysis. His mother is 84 and has hypertension and breast cancer. Medications: aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, clopidogrel 75 milligrams POQD, ketorolac ophthalmic drops 0.45% solution, one drop BID to each eye, Semglee 20 units sub-Q QHS, amiodarone 200 milligrams BID, metoprolol tartrate 25 milligrams, one-half tablet BID, losartan 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, right cerebral vascular accident of the parietal occipital area times 2, myocardial infarction times 2, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, major surgeries, October 2021, angioplasty and stenting of the internal carotid artery of the right side, and history of coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3, performed on in August of 2022. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes per day for 40 years. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking 18 beers per day for 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant has used cocaine and last used it on 2020. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 152 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 181 over 106 mmHg, second reading 208 over 105 mmHg. He was told of his high blood pressure readings and to follow up with his family doctor. Heart rate 57 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 25, general. This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress, although his blood pressure is very high. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his son. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae was noted. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The climate does have a few missing teeth. External auditory canals were abnormal in appearance, and the claimant does have a left tympanic membrane perforation, but no other lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 20-centimeter vertical chest scar, which appears to be intact. Could you drop down to neurological at the bottom? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not completely fluent, but his mood was appropriate for the time. He had decreased clear thought processes, and his memory was fair to poor. Concentration was fair. However, he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and the claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a walker. He did not attempt to walk around the room without the device and was unable to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant was unable to flex the thoracic and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities, but normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the left upper and lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee and decreased strength and motion of the left knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but with his walker. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a walker at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +3 bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left upper and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the left upper and lower extremity and +5/5 for the right upper and lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his right upper extremity. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a left upper and lower mild hemiparesis. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally, but can walk at a tandem rate with his walker. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well at this time with mild limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to decreased cognitive function, mild decreased memory, left upper and lower extremity hemiparesis, and generalized weakness secondary to myocardial infarctions. Probable diagnoses: number one, hypertension, Dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 181/106 mmHg, which is very high. He does not appear to be well controlled. He was told to follow up with his family doctor. Number two, hypercholesterolemia, Dash being treated at this time. More likely than not is controlled. Number three, right cerebral vascular accident with left upper and lower hemiparesis with decreased cognitive function and memory. Confirmed with physical examination. Appears to be progressing well at this time. Number four, myocardial infarctions times two. Has been treated with a coronary artery bigraft surgery. Appears to be stable at this time. He does have an ejection fraction of 55%, which is good. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction times two, coronary artery bigraft surgery times three, and history of stenting, along with left ventricular hypertrophy and stable angina. Number five, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. Appears to be fairly well controlled with his insulin regimen at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Benito Rendon.